I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz in the middle of NFL Free Agency Week. And one of the things that has been talked about a lot this week and last week and overall is the NFL salary cap, which I find pretty puzzling. And one person to help us to see the light is former VP of Football Administration for the Eagles and cap guy, I think is the official name, Jake Rosenberg. Jake, thanks for taking some time with us today.
What's up, Jake?
What's going on?
Well, trying to see if you can help make us a little smarter as it comes to the salary cap.
Yeah. You think can you do that in 15
not here
minutes?
To do miracles. Yeah. Clear up the misinformation.
So, you know, Jake, you left the Eagles a year ago. Now you're a founder at a business called the Athlete Group. How has life outside the NFL been for the last year for you?
Life has been good. It's been an interesting change. I didn't necessarily factor winning the Super Bowl right after I left into the calculus. I think that was a hard one to process emotionally with the level of investment and ownership I feel, you know, with this team and this roster and everything. I think I always felt like leaving literally straight from the stadium after the last game would probably be a better approach than staying through free agency in the draft. You know, that made it a lot harder, but everything's been good. Just, you know, I thought about the pivot for a long time, and there's an opportunity in college sports that I wanted to try to take advantage of and try to build a business and all those kinds of things. So it's been good and different, interesting, and, you know, still bleed green.
Yeah, I, in all seriousness, I know you have to have some sense of ownership and pride in watching the team go out and do what they did this past year. Like you just said, you're invested emotionally, and also when it comes to structuring the roster or helping structure the roster with the personnel, you're heavily invested in that as well. So you have to have some sense of connection to it, right? Even though you weren't necessarily there.
Tremendous connection. I feel like this is my family. Yeah. The players, the coaches, the staff. Spent more time with most of the people in that building than I did my own family for a really long time. And so tremendous connection. You know, I learned that you could be 100% happy and 100% sad at the same time. I felt like missing out and not being there for this was brutal. And it was brutal for my family because they deserved, after 2 years ago, leaving that stadium in, you know, absolute gut-wrenching, life-changing pain, they deserved, you know, this ability to come back and do what happened here to the Chiefs. So, yeah, it sucks, and I feel bad that they missed out on that, too.
Well, we do appreciate you helping us out with this.
Nah, it's all good.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
I get it.
Believe me, listen, I'm 20 years removed, and it still sucks for me as a former player. So I totally understand.
I actually
get so many chances, no doubt.
When I left WIP in 2021, the Phillies went to the World Series, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, and I was looking back at these guys. I was like, hey,
what about me?
Yeah, I'm up here with the Giants. What the hell are you doing? So anyway, the NFL salary cap is generally seems pretty complicated to me, and I follow the NBA pretty hard, and I feel like I understand the NBA salary cap pretty well, and the NFL salary cap seems confusing to me. So if you don't mind, we're just going to fire some questions, and hopefully you can give some insight into how these things work.
I'll do my best.
Okay, so when a contract, and many of these might sound basic to you, but I think they sort of lay the groundwork because you understand at a very, very high level, and I feel like we're not even close there. So when an NFL contract has guaranteed money, that money is definitely guaranteed to be paid. The player is guaranteed to get that money. Is that money all guaranteed to hit the salary cap at some point, you know, whether it's 2 years from now or 5 years from now?
The premise was wrong to start with.
Okay.
In terms of guaranteed money is not necessarily guaranteed to be paid.
Okay.
Guaranteed money is guaranteed to be paid in certain circumstances. There's certain money which is fully guaranteed.
Okay.
And you will see it listed as fully guaranteed, though there are some circumstances where that money actually won't get paid, but we don't need to go into those permutations. But basically, fully guaranteed means you're guaranteeing a player in virtually all circumstances they will receive that money, and it's fair to more or less put that money in the bank. But then money that's guaranteed for injury only, which would be included in a total guarantee you might see, where you'll see listed, you know, a total guarantee for a certain number or X as fully guaranteed. The total guarantee might include money guaranteed for injury. And that money really only prevents a team from cutting a player who's injured and not paying that money.
Okay.
So, in essence, if a player is completely healthy as of today and has a certain amount of money for this season guaranteed for injury, you can cut that player and that money would not get paid.
Okay, so then let's take the first number, the fully guaranteed money, the money that is guaranteed for the player to get paid. Is that does that money eventually hit the cap on some year?
So guaranteed money would only hit the cap as guaranteed money if the player is cut. That guaranteed money would be anything from $1 up to whatever their full salary is for that season. So if the player is not cut, the guaranteed money never even factors in. It really just is whatever they're making in a given season that hits the cap, if that makes sense. The guarantee really only protects the player from being cut. Mm. So outside of a termination, you never separately account for guaranteed money.
Okay, so then let's move on to the upfront money.
And feel free to say, some of this doesn't make sense. Sometimes this is easier, you know, on like a whiteboard or drawing it out, but I'll try to paint with words here to the extent possible.
Well, so I guess what we're all trying to get at is when, like, you know, we'll see that a team will sign a player and the player will get a big signing bonus, right? They'll get a lot of that money up front. And
sometimes.
I guess my question is that money, the thing that I'm trying to figure out is, does that money have to eventually hit the salary cap at some point?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
so every dollar here, the easiest way to think about this is every dollar that is paid to a player needs to eventually hit the salary cap.
Okay.
So the difference between cap charges and what a team is charged against the cap, or how the timing of that versus the cash the player receives, is just really a point of timing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the difference in cap manipulation, cap numbers. That has nothing to do. It's a completely independent track from what the player is actually receiving.
that specific year? Or just in total?
Generally, period, the end.
Okay.
Like, there may be completely different. So your point about a signing bonus, the perception of a signing bonus is, okay, you've signed your contract, and here is your money in the next, whatever, 15 days.
Yep.
So the reality of that is even the terms that the signing bonus is paid under are up for negotiation. You have certain situations with other clubs primarily where they may choose to put deferrals in a signing bonus even a year or more later. Mm. So a signing bonus really just refers to the fact that that money is earned once the contract is signed. It doesn't necessarily mean that that money is paid right away.
So then I guess my question off of that, and I'm with you. I'm mostly right, with
good.
You here so far. So
and speak real slowly.
No, it's cool. And Jake Rosenberg with us, former VP of Football Administration with the Eagles, worked a lot with the salary cap with Howie Roseman with the Eagles. So then, a lot of what we have heard is that an advantage that the Eagles, for instance, have is that their ability to pay more money up front and swallow that sort of cash payment allows them an advantage in the salary cap somehow, in that that number
that's not an accurate depiction of what the Eagles' advantage is.
Could you are you able to correct that or sort of
there are a lot of advantages the Eagles have over other teams, and it starts with just strategy and I think gross intellect in terms of the way they attack the entire building of the roster. But in terms of the advantage in the way that the Eagles manage the cap, I would say in the biggest sense is that it is a strategic problem. Like there's nothing that they are really beholden to every single year. It really is whatever fits the situation, whatever makes the most strategic sense from a strategy standpoint will do. Mm-hmm. Whereas other teams really are very traditional and stick with a certain way that they do contracts, structure them. It may be the same exact structure they've used for 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years, even though the circumstances have changed. And so what the advantage is primarily is most teams, a lot of teams, get a cash budget from the owner and they back into that. You know, they want to spend all the cash that their owner is willing to on the roster. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, based on the way teams manage their cap, they are limited in how much cash they can spend because they don't have room under the cap. And I think that the primary advantage just from a salary cap perspective of the way that Howie has built this thing, and obviously in partnership with Jeffrey and everything else, is that we manage the cap as aggressively as you possibly can to create max amount of space with every single contract to allow Howie to spend as much as Jeffrey is willing to on a roster. There really should not be a point in time where the Eagles are limited in how much cash they could spend because of salary cap. And most teams can't say that. I don't think that you've ever heard someone here say that we couldn't do something strictly because of the cap. I think there's a strategy involved and a positioning of all this, but it is a much more aggressive, free-forming strategic approach, and that's really it. I don't think it's that that we're willing to write bigger signing bonuses, because quite honestly, when you write bigger signing bonuses and you front-load contracts with cash, you're putting yourself at a strategic disadvantage in a lot of ways. One of the things about the league now is players are more likely to change teams than they were in the past, right? There's more trading, things mm-hmm. like that. The more cash you've paid up front, the more penal it is to trade a player because they've already gotten a lot more of their money, if that makes sense. And so the best approach is always to have as flat an approach as you can, where if you do trade a player or circumstances change, less of that cash is walking out the door with the player.
That makes sense. That part makes sense. Yes, for sure. So,
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so two things. Can you explain how dead cap money works and why, you know, if the Eagles were to, let's say Dallas Goedert, right? And I'm just looking at overthecap.com, just some dummy that's looking at the website and says, okay, even if Dallas Goedert is gone, then there is a cap hit from Dallas Goedert next year against the Eagles salary cap of $20 million. How does that work? And is there a way to erase that, or is that money always there? Like, I guess they could extend him and stretch that out, but how does dead cap money work?
And then So dead cap money is really just the other side where we discussed earlier that salary cap math is really just accounting, and it differs from cash. And so you can think of dead cap as the money that has been paid to a player already in cash, but has not hit the cap yet.
Right.
So the way that there's strategy with the salary cap is you're able to prorate, you're able to extend or divide out payments so that they hit the cap less this year. And you could divide that payment, even if it was made right now, you can divide it over several years. So at some point when a player walks out the door for one reason or another, there's going to be parts of money that has already been paid to that player that are being accounted for in later years. And once that player is taken off your roster, that money would come into the current year, depending on the timing, the next year. That would represent dead cap. So it's money that has been paid to a player previously who's no longer on your roster.
And the money that has not hit the cap yet, that has to hit the cap at some point.
Correct.
Okay. And
it was money that had been basically budgeted or allocated to future years, but without that player on the roster, it now would come into a current year.
So is there a limit? And is that what a void year is? Can you explain what a void year is? Sorry.
This is hysterical.
Jake, we can't just have you call me dumb for 20 minutes.
I'd be bet. Yeah, at some point I could talk about Sparty basketball. But
yeah, there we go.
But a void year is you can only allocate charges to years that are on the contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
For example, if you sign a player to a 1-year contract, everything you pay, theoretically, everything you're going to pay that player this season needs to also hit the salary cap this season. If you structure a contract that's really only 1 year, but it looks like 5 years when it's signed, you can divide certain things out over 5 years, right? Even if years 2, 3, 4, 5 are not intended to be real contract years. So there will be some type of little mechanism in the contract that says when you get to a certain date, and unless the world ends, you will get to that date, years 2, 3, 4, 5 disappear. Mm. So you get the benefit of stretching that money out without having to have a contract that goes that long. And then you also get the ability, if it's a one-year player with a one-year deal with a player who you wind up coming to a longer-term legitimate agreement with at some point, that money that is that those cap charges that are pushed out into years 2, 3, 4, 5 actually will stay there, because there never is this void. You're never getting to this void part. So there isn't acceleration. That player's still on the roster.
Right.
And those cap charges still stay out into the future.
Okay. Go ahead, Ike.
Yeah, I just want to throw this one in there, Jake. When we see numbers like, let's use the Eagles, for example. The Eagles, I don't even know if the number is actually real, but $22 million in cap space, right? What does that mean to the layman? Like, is that $22 million to spend, or how do you work that in signing players moving forward, your draft picks and things of that nature? Yeah. Is that really $22 million, or is that a number that can be manipulated?
Everything can be manipulated. I think that's the bottom line.
So everything
can be manipulated. I think for all intents and purposes, fans should probably not pay a whole lot of attention to what a team's cap space is it without having a significant amount of context
right.
as to what that actually means or what underlies that. But if you think about, this is like we're advancing here in levels of cap understanding, I think. So this would be a little bit more. But if we talk about even on a one-year deal, or you can take a bonus you pay and then divide it over 5 years, right? Even with, like you said, $22 million, whatever that number is, let's say $20 million because it's a little bit easier here, you can spend $11 million on a player right now, right? And if we say that a minimum salary for that player for that experience is $1 million, and you can divide a signing bonus by 5 years, that $11 million in cash you paid a player this season may only take up $3 million of salary cap space. Okay. So on your $20 million of room, you can fit at least 6 $11 million players. So you can spend $66 million on $18 million of space in that simplistic example.
So essentially what you're saying, if I can dumb it down for me and everybody else.
Yeah, especially me.
From an Eagles perspective, your position is they're good at this. So any limitations we feel from their ability to obtain players is more of a cash limitation and how much they want to spend from a budget standpoint, and less about any precarious situation they are in with the cap that doesn't allow them to spend money.
I think that that's generally fair to assume. I also think that anything that is overly simplistic, that comes third party, media, fan to some sense, you know, is you're coming to that point with 1% or less of the actual information.
Right.
And so managing a roster, you're managing so many different moving parts with different timelines, different perspectives. It's like you're just guessing on 99% of what's going into the decision. So yeah, cash is a factor. Managing the cap to some sense is a factor, because you can't just go absolutely insane. There are things we've seen. You know, there was COVID, and no one anticipated the salary cap going backwards to the extent that it did.
Sure.
So that would be a significant fly in the ointment. But otherwise, I think the message I would say, no one is better at this than the Philadelphia Eagles. No one's more aggressive in trying to win more, you know, and having worked there for as long as I did and be as involved in this. And I think the narrative has evolved, thankfully, with, you know, 3 Super Bowl appearances in 8 years and stuff. But there is nothing that people in that building would not do to win. And it is pushing every single lever at all points to get to that. And, you know, there's – so – That's really the point. I mean, they're as aggressive as one could possibly be to spend every dollar available to them. And I think sometimes this time of year with free agency, people lose sight of the fact that roster building is a year-round activity. And certainly until you get to the trade deadline, it's an evolving, dynamic process. And so people live and die the first week of free agency. More time and effort and thought has been put. Nothing that's happening is a complete surprise. And this process will continue all the way, into the season. And so let's stand back. Let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt. They certainly have earned it. And
well, Jake, we got to do a radio show here, man. I don't know if you
understand. Everyone could just chill.
So, Jake, then this is the most important question we're going to ask you. And thank you again for joining us today. So, Elliot Shore Parks, who you may know, who covers the Eagles for us. Mm-hmm. We love Elliot a lot. A few weeks ago, Elliot said on his podcast that because he has covered, Howie and the Eagles for so long and seen what they did with the salary cap and so on and so forth, if he was hired right now as an NFL general manager, he would be able to be good at the job. What do you think of Elliot's claim?
Oh, my God. I would say that I think if you look at hiring around the NFL more recently, maybe he may have the requisite amount of experience.
So oh, wow. Wow. All right, man. Well, we really appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
thank you for this. I feel like I heard a lot of things. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this. But your message overall, I think, was a good one and was a prescient one. And thanks so much for joining us today, man.
Appreciate it, Jake.
See you guys.
Yep. That was a lot there, man.
It was a lot. I was trying.
You do, listen.
When the first question is, the premise of your question is all wrong.
Yeah. I feel so dumb. That I don't, exude brilliance. I feel way dumber.
Well, it certainly made it crystal clear that you ain't walking off the street being a general manager
Yes. Now, I will say there's one thing that he said, or his overall message that I think agrees with Elliot, is Elliot has basically said this offseason, it's not a cap thing. They can figure out the cap. And I, I'm not saying that's exactly what Jake said, but he did lean into, they can do more than you think they can. Don't look at that $22 million and think that's all that they can spend. Sometimes when people are as smart as he is, is that it is difficult for him to put it in terms that we understand. Because we have such a, we don't even have the base understanding to understand what he's saying.
Yes, he lost brain cells having to go back.
Us dummies.
Let me dumb this down so everybody listening.
Let me talk slow.
So, Jake, what do you think about
Herb? It's slow so we can all pick it up.
That's basically Jake. He's Doc.
Jake, what do you think about Herb and the threesome, though?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, man, no, believe me, that was, and listen, I thought your questions were great, man. You were in a flow, so I think they were succinct in the questions.
I was trying.
No,
yeah.
It was good. It was good stuff, man. It was good stuff. So it allowed him to go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, so. Yeah, it was still a lot, though. It was still enough to make your head spin.
Truly, the final thing is, don't worry about it.
That's what I got from that. It's like, I'm going to let Howie handle that.
And I know the NBA salary cap is complicated. I am telling you, it is not 1/1,000,000th as complicated as the NFL. Because you can figure out the NBA salary cap. You really can. This one, you can't. You can. So coming up next, we're going to get dumber.
Yeah, we need to get it back to our roots.
We're going to get so dumb. We got to hold the WIP staff member accountable and reaffirm our position as the official Flyer show on the station. So that is coming up
You're
next.
The reason why the Flyers suck!
Huh?
We have a little Flyers and 50 coming up, but Broads has to pay the piper a little bit, has to pay the toll. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.